Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. You know a security tool is bad when even security people give up using it, and one of those tools is PGP. Now, PGP has been around forever. People have used it to send encrypted email back and forth, and years ago I had put my fingerprint for my PGP key out there, and of course I think at some point I'd actually had lost the private keys for it and all that stuff, and so I ended up creating some new ones just to use it. And what I realized is I don't even use it that much, and primarily because it's hard. Right. I mean, to do the web of trust thing, right, and to do all of the steps that you're supposed to need to do to validate the keys, almost nobody does that, right? It's like, okay, this is my key. I go in and say, yeah, I trust it or whatever. But what the reality is that, I don't do it very often because the tools that exist to send encrypted email are difficult to use. They're certainly not integrated in any nice way with email clients. And by the way, PGP doesn't encrypt the metadata, which is perhaps the much more interesting bit of, who's talking to who, right? It's another example of transport encryption without any sort of encryption of the stuff that really matters, which is the metadata saying, okay, yeah, there was a communication that went from this place to this place. That might disambiguate maybe who was talking, but if two organizations were communicating back and forth, you can certainly figure that out through email and email headers. And certainly when you, when you encrypt your email, it doesn't really, the body of that message maybe, but the headers still stand out. So how much security does it really provide in the end? Not so much, right? And so a lot of security guys are just saying, PGP is just too unusable. If I want to do end-to-end encrypted, use Signal, right, or something like that, where it is encrypted end-to-end, and even the metadata is not necessarily available, right, to get the data. So, usable security, I mean, this is a problem that us InfoSec folks have had for a while, right? I think, and this is with a lot of the tools and such. One thing I think we need to do as an industry, right, to make tools more usable is, of course, to make it part of whatever it is we're doing, right? So as we're setting up stuff, right, the security is either baked in or it's added on, or layered on as part of the rest of the process. So when you're deploying applications, for instance, right? You can just add the security components that are necessary for it, and with the move to DevOps and stuff, you can just essentially roll security in as part of it, and as apps go in, the security configuration changes appropriately, right? So, and I think as environments get more and more complex, it's really the only way you're gonna be able to manage it and understand what's going on and deploy it. I mean, the only way, for example, to deploy anything to 10,000 endpoints or 100,000 endpoints, if you're talking about endpoint, is you have some sort of system that does it for you, right? There's distribution tools that do some of that stuff for you. And likewise, security needs to be part of that process, right? So, and as things happen, right, stuff gets fed back in, and you can complain about machine learning and all this stuff. It's gonna, the stuff's gonna happen or have to happen, right? Because there's not gonna be enough humans to deal with all of the stuff, right? Especially in large environments. I mean, there's just, you might have a few trained people that can do some of the stuff, but honestly, machines can do a lot of it, right? In fact, it's the analogy I heard on a podcast once was the fact that almost nobody washes their dishes by hand anymore. I mean, people do, but for the most part, for your just your normal you had dinner or your breakfast or whatever, you put the dishes in the dishwasher and you let the dishwasher do it. The dishwasher is more efficient than you washing dishes by hand. It scrubs out most of the stuff. Again, there's exceptions you deal with by hand, right? And there's the bigger pots and stuff that can't be that I have to do by hand because they don't go in the dishwasher. Or there's special dishes that don't go in the dishwasher, whatever. But the dishwasher handles 80 to 90% of my dishwashing needs. We have to kind of implement that same model, I think, for security. So, let the automated stuff handle the stuff that we kind of expect and that it can be automated. And more of it can be automated than you think. And then, save the smart people for the harder problems that require a little bit of human intuition or human thought process to deal with. Save your human dishwashers for something else. So we definitely need to, I think that's one way to make security more usable, is to make it more automated. It's time, guys. I mean, and you can think that it might impact your job or something, but the reality is that you'll be able to do other things, right? I think there's always going to be a place for somebody to do certain tasks might have to be done manually, but I think for the most part, more and more things are going to automate. And so, let the computers do the automation part of it and, work on the higher value tasks. That's the way things are going. That's the way things need to go if we're going to stay one step ahead of all of the different threats that are out there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.